right, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. What's your song about? We talk about, I didn't put Intensities in 10 Cities on that list.
No.
Simon and Garfunkel Live in Central Park, which is a beautiful record.
Great album.
God, what else? AC/DC Live, If You Want Blood, You've Got It. It's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so many live albums are just terrible, too. It's just a contract fulfillment. But all right, let's quickly get John in Portland. John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
What do you got, brother?
Hey, I'm listening about this, when you're going to come to the party, but if this drunken monkey is going to make an appearance, I'll be there. I'm a paramedic, Rick.
Yes.
And I'm thinking maybe I should bring a unit or two that night and set up a triage unit. But
you're probably right, man.
So the like at Lollapalooza, it'll be the tent out back for people having a bad trip.
Yeah. This could get out of control real easy. You know that.
Well, because first we've got we've got the dead celebrity costume contest. We got all the prizes. We got the live broadcast. We've got a monkey. I mean, it's like the guys at next we'll have like a pirate, you know. So I mean, it's the first one ever on a Friday. It's just gonna be, as the kids say, I believe this may be off the hook. So,
well, you could turn it into a instead of a dead celebrity, a dead listener party.
It's gonna be like our own personal Altamont.
Yeah.
All right, excellent.
I'll be there with my friends, okay, just in case.
John, we're looking forward to it.
All right.
See you there. All right, there's John in Portland. All right, it's 503-535-9100. Rick, if you need an armed guest to run security, I'm available. The last thing we need is a drunk, dangerous, leftist monkey taking over inner southeast Portland. Regards, Lars Larson.
Ah! Wah, 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 wah.
The monkey threatened me, sir.
All He's right. calling me. Stop calling me.
Sir, the monkey keeps calling me and issuing threats against me.
I can't change my number, but quit calling me. I'm a lazy guy. I can't change my number.
All right, we're here with Clyde Lewis. Let's just take a deep breath. I feel the show has gotten very hectic. Now we're going to stop. Okay. We're going to let it breathe for a minute.
I just removed this.
Clyde, how are you?
I'm good.
Kyle, how are you?
Wonderful.
All right, Sarah, how are you doing over there?
Super.
Super.
I'm super.
Thanks for asking. Silly.
My stomach's grumbling again.
So okay, now you got to mic it.
It is loud.
Okay,
so I can hear it with my headphones on.
I've been asking for this forever. Let's see if we can hear Sarah's stomach grumble.
No, I have stage fright.
Kyle claims he can hear it
with my headphones on.
All right. It's not doing
good. I can hear your heartbeat, though. How weird is that?
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Oh, no. It's like somebody in the bathroom with you when you have to pee.
Oh, this is you've got
it's
a
totally
nervous stomach.
Stage fright.
Yeah, you got a shy stomach. Well, because Kyle has said forever that even with his headphones on, he can hear your stomach growl.
Yeah, it is ridiculously loud.
Okay, well, the next time you feel one coming, and we're just talking about stomach growl, not anything more unpleasant. Next time you hear your stomach going to churn, like, mic it for us. I want to hear it.
Okay. Even if you're in the middle of saying something,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I'm strangely fascinated by the whole idea. So, all right, we're here with Clyde Lewis. Here's what we're going to try to do. We're not going to be able to get to Jolie today, to everyone's dismay, so we'll have to do that tomorrow. Pardon me? Good Lord God. So we've got Clyde's going to talk about your extraterrestrial extravaganza coming up this weekend. Maybe a little Star Wars stuff, and then we got some old...
Not yet.
I'm
Stop
listening.
Looking at it. You're making it nervous.
Oh, like you're talking about a pet. Like you're talking about a little... Do you have like an extra set of geiger teeth in there, too? Don't look at it. Don't look at the geiger teeth. It doesn't look at the stomach or it makes it nervous.
Jump out of you going, hello, my mama. Hello, my baby. Hello,
Drink the
my
abacus.
Nothing.
Oh, I know how it's... The sound it makes is...
I must look so weird if anyone's walking by right now. I know.
I was to understand you had a lousy or grumbly stomach.
I do.
All right, okay.
I'm very hungry.
All right. And we've also got some... Well, let's play the old audio, and then we'll pimp Clyde's
okay.
thing here.
All right, cool.
So, Sarah, you want to go to today's folder. There should be a folder there called KCNR.
This is where it all began.
Now, I don't want to list anybody's expectations. There's nothing really good here. But I want to... But this is just a bunch of old crap. Now... This is a station where Clyde and I, for those who have followed our career, and there are a handful of people who are here that listen to us there, or maybe listen online somehow, however that's possible, or something like that. Mm. But Clyde and I worked at a radio station called KCNR, which is actually on 1320 and then on 860 in Salt Lake City, Utah, and that was 11 years ago. God damn, we're old.
Yeah.
How old were you when we met?
God, I don't remember. I was still in my... God, Yeah, I was in my 30s.
I was 21.
Yeah, I was in my 30s.
Yeah, so we were still young and full of hope.
Yeah. I was still married.
Life hadn't been beaten out of us yet.
That's a mistake.
So Clyde and I, the waves, yeah, because I wouldn't. The MP3 didn't want to process, so we'll just go 1, 2, 3. So this was a hot talk station before hot talk became fashion. See, now everywhere there is hot talk.
Right.
This is a hot talk station. The buzz in Seattle where Likas does his thing, that's a hot talk station. Is KLSX in Los Angeles, a hot talk station. There was a time when there wasn't hot talk radio. And we were really ahead of the curve on this. I was trying, because this was long before Gen Xers started listening to talk radio. They were all 20 and they were all still high in college and listening to The Doors. And so I was trying to make this radio station sound really edgy and really cutting edge. And I wanted this radio station to sound like the hippest, most cutting edge thing on earth. Now, keep in mind, this was also an AM station, right? Right. Now, and I do, Kyle, I understand the monkey guy is on the phone. If you can talk to him, tell him, ask him if he can hold just a little while. Not a long time. If you can ask him to hold a little while, we'll play this, and then we'll talk to the monkey guy here.
Okay.
Let me make sure the monkey guy can.
But I want to mention that before Rick came into Salt Lake City, KCNR was a CNN affiliate.
It is. It was all news all
day. It was all news, and I was working the news part-time, and I was also producing a morning show at the time. And when Rick Emerson came into Salt Lake City and took over KCNR, I saw him perform his show. And I remember at the end of it, I walked in and I said, I want to be a talk radio person. I want to be in talk radio, because I thought talk radio sucked. We had sucky talk radio in Salt Lake. And Rick came in, made talk radio great. And I said, I want to do a show. And Rick said, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't know what I want to do. And eventually, a guy by the name of Dan Bomas, who was my news director, was doing a public affairs show, and it sucked. And so I said, I can do better than Bomas. And I said, let me just do a show. And so he handed me a show, and we called it, well, I called it Cult Radio at first. They didn't like the idea. So then we changed it to Ground Zero. And ever since then, it's been, you know, it was amazing.
Now, do you remember what your first Ground Zero was about?
Yeah, I reversed songs. I played songs backwards. I buried
Paul. How far you've come.
Yeah, it was the I Buried Paul show. I just played songs backwards and stuff. And then, do you remember the show that I did with that guy? He was in the South, and he said, I was, what, you had this.
Oh, it restricted my movement.
I could not
that
move.
Guy, there was a guy, this crazy, like, homeless black guy who came on, half drunk, talking about an alien named, what is it, Turl or?
No, what was
Talos?
It? Talos? Oh, something like a Talo or something. And he had this really good voice, and he goes, it restricted my movement.
I could not breathe.
I could not move.
And then, but this guy, and I we're just sitting here wanking and talking shop here. We'll play this out. But this guy comes on and starts talking about how this alien, it's a homeless guy who lives in a box. And he's talking to Clyde about how an alien immobilized him with a beam of light. And then Clyde says, well, how can we hear more about this alien that immobilized you with this beam of light, sir? And the guy says, if you've got some money, send it to me, and I'll be glad to tell you more about this.
And what he would do is he would draw spirographs. He would draw spirographs and say, you could look at my spirograph and you could see the messages of the aliens.
Fantastic.
And it was hilarious.
So I was trying to make this station sound all cutting edge. And this was a top of the hour intro. And this is not for me. We'll play it for a couple different shows. Go ahead and play KCNR 01. This played every hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This played at the top of every hour. This is me trying to be all hip with the kids.
Telling it like it is for you.
Telling it like it is.
We're Hot Talk 860 KCNR.
Same guy.
Is Casey. The Art Bell Show.
Yeah! Listen to me get my groove on there. Our slogan was that we were telling it like it is.
Y'all are all ready for this?
Yeah. And it ends with an explosion, because everything I produced ended with an explosion. And just let this roll. And we had one of these for every show. Imagine how quickly this will get old as a listener.
Telling it like it is for Utah. We're Hot Talk 860 KCNR, and this is the Todd Herman Show.
So what is 7 times 24?
Oh,
that's 148 or something times a week.
Y'all all ready for this?
And I thought that by putting an explosion at the end, it made us edgy.
Do you have the Ground Zero one? Because remember the Casey situation?
Oh, it's coming up.
I got to tell you about this. It's hilarious.
It's coming up.
Okay.
Is that the end of this cut? All right, here we go.
telling it like it is for you. We're Hot Talk 860 KCNR, and this is the Martin Davis Show.
Martin Davis.
Now, see, right, and so it's like by the second day you listen to the station, you're already sick of hearing this. Now, go ahead and play the next one. As ridiculous as that sounds, introing, you know, like a Martin or, you know, Todd or whoever, I mean, listen to this next one. It's like the most inappropriate use of this with a host.
Telling it like it is for you, Utah. We're Hot Talk 860 KCNR, and this is Larry King Live.
I'm trying to be all like, can you picture Larry King being intro to this music? And by stuttering.
Wow, you were really.
And by stuttering.
One track mind.
The y'all ready for this? That where yeah. I stutter it? I thought that was just like the most cutting edge production on earth. Keep in mind.
Are any of them different from each other?
No, it's that played. And let me be clear about something. I deserve all the credit and blame for all of this because there was no staff at the station. I was the staff.
Yes, you were.
There were the hosts, and then there was me.
Yeah.
I was the only staff the radio station had. So every bit of production, every bit of imaging, every bit of everything came out of my small, tiny little brain. And it's like, I got one idea. And if I get one idea, I will beat it into paste.
Yes.
I don't know what the next one is. I think the next one may be Ground Zero.
I gotta talk about this because it's hilarious.
Yeah, 150 times a week this played for like 2 years.
Telling it like it is for you, dog. We're Hot Talk 860 KCNR, and this is Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero.
You know, what was interesting...
How weird.
Is, remember when I said... Casey...
I'm so dumb.
Casey's the guy that does the voice, and I said, Ground Zero is not happy. It's not
yeah, because
Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero. I said, don't be so perky about it. And then eventually it went, this is Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero. He got really, really low with it. Because I told him, I said that his show, along with several others, inspired me. He had a show a long time ago called New Waves, which was a show that used music and all kinds of sound effects to prove it was kind of a news show. And I said, you remember how you used to do New Waves? Do New Waves, because I was a big fan of Casey. He used to do a show in Salt Lake City. And so Casey finally did it, and he sounded really good, but it was hilarious to have that kind of cheerful music as we went into.
And the loudspeaker said.
Because my whole goal as a talk show host early on was like, well, I got to be syndicated, because that's always the goal. Little did I know that would be like my undoing.
Yeah.
My whole goal was to become syndicated. So we'll play one more, and then we'll take the monkey guy here, and then we'll do some other stuff after the break. So my goal was to make the entire station, even the local stuff, sound like a syndicated show, where it has every hour has the same open and all that stuff. But we carried, like, the most retarded shows. Like, shows, I don't even... Play that final. I think there's one more. I don't even know what this show is.
Telling it like it is for Utah. We're Hot Talk 860 KCNR, and this is the Working Mom on the Run.
I don't even know what that is.
What the hell is that?
Don't we sound edgy?
You know, I do remember Working Mom.
I have no idea what that is.
I think I do.
There was another one that was like, this is the Ted Ford Real Estate Hour. You know, and it's like, crap, I don't even remember.
What about Utah's Crime Stoppers? I remember that, too.
All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. We were talking last hour with the Bling Master, thank you, Brian Kipe, and Richie Bristol from Max 910 Promotions. And they... Thank you. They mentioned that when they were at Rodgers, they met a guy who had a monkey. As the Flaming Lips would say, I knew a guy, he had a monkey. And his name is Austin. How are you, sir?
How did I?
Okay. So this is the same Austin who has the, what Inspector Clouseau would call a minky.
Yep.
All right, now...
You have a monkey.
Do you remember meeting Brian Kipe and or Richie Bristol from Max 910 Promotions?
There's a lot of people there, but I remember them.
All right, now, start at the top and work our way down. Is it true that you own a monkey?
Yes.
What manner of monkey is this?
Pigtail.
A pigtail?
Yeah, it's just like a spider monkey, but he's got a pig's tail.
Okay, so this is not a chimpanzee that's going to rip anyone's genitals off.
They'll probably rip me up, but that's about it.
And probably what?
No, he's cool.
All right, okay. So does the monkey drink?
Yes, he does.
What is the monkey's preferred alcohol?
Either margarita or white Russian.
How long have you had said monkey?
Pardon me?
How long have you had the monkey?
I've had it for a little over 2 years.
Okay. And so you're licensed to have the monkey?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
how big is the monkey?
About the size of a big cat.
Oh, that's not so bad.
That's kind
of
cute.
So he couldn't do a lot of damage. Has he done damage? Has he injured you in any way?
He slaps sometimes.
Is that when he feels like he's cross with you somehow? What is it? What causes the monkey to start slapping?
He wants to go to a female, and I won't let him go. He's a ladies' man.
Okay.
So when you take the monkey out in public, do you carry him, or is he in a cage?
If I travel long ways, he has a cage, but I take him out with his harness and leash.
Oh, so he has a leash. All right. Now, so he likes women?
Yes.
What? Given his brothers, and maybe we have to keep this clean here, but if it was up to him, like if you didn't restrain him and a beautiful woman was in the room, what would the monkey do?
He would try to run straight to the woman and just hug her.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. Who doesn't?
You're not the woman.
Who doesn't want to hug a beautiful woman? That seems very.
And who doesn't want to hug a beautiful monkey?
Seriously.
But when you got five women around and he's clung on to one, and another woman tries to grab him, that's where he'll smack the other girl, say, "No, I want her."
Okay.
Have you had women fighting over your monkey?
Say what?
Have you had women fighting over the monkey?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
It must be a really cute monkey, then.
Does the monkey get women? I mean, not for himself, but I mean, does having a monkey get you women?
That's sexy, yeah, but I'm married.
All right. Okay. Well, all right, then. So, now, is it legal for you to be carrying the monkey around? Do you have a license and everything for that?
Yes, the only carry that you can't license them is Multnomah County. Like, if I lived in Multnomah County, I couldn't have them.
Oh, I see. So now
can you bring a monkey into Multnomah County, though?
Oh, yeah, you can't. You just can't.
You just can't live here. The monkey can't have his livelihood in Multnomah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The monkey can't establish a permanent address here.
Exactly.
All right, okay. Okay, well, now, are you planning on coming to the listener party?
April 15th, the Viper Room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, well, here's the thing. I'm going to put you on hold. Kyle's going to make sure we have your contact info, and we'll be in touch, my friend.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's Austin. Monkey.
It doesn't sound very scary.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of these stories start with, it didn't sound like anything could go wrong. And there is we do have an element of that, you know, what could possibly happen. All right, let's see. Let me read a couple of these emails here. Let's see.
Are people pro or con monkey?
I honestly don't know. Let's see here. Let's read this email. This is an email from our good friend Todd the Cook. Rick, with great radio potential comes great lawsuit potential. A party where insane, off-balance talk radio fanatics will drunkenly taunt a freaked-out monkey is tantamount to a redneck saying, "Hey, watch this!" Right before he blows off his genitals with a shotgun, he was trying to cock like he was chasing the T-1000 on a motorcycle. Only bad can come from this, Rick. Only bad can come from this.
See, I think now I'm pro monkey.
Okay. Hey, when the monkey misbehaves, does he spank it? All right. Thank you. Thanks for that. All right. Let's see. F Matt with a pigtail monkey licking Sarah.
This F Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
Why do you have to bring it there?
Does the monkey prefer banana daiquiris? I'll bring some. Okay, this is getting dangerously out of hand. Okay.
I still have the dat full of the rest.
We're gonna have to spend. I wish I woke up late this morning. I wish I'd have more time to go through this dat, because I'm sure there's some more Ground Zero stuff on there.
Well, should we take our last break and then come back and do a little bit of that?
Well, let's take our last break. We'll come back. Clyde will pimp. We'll talk about Clyde's extraterrestrial.
Have you played Worlds of Warcraft?
Not yet. We'll talk about Clyde's extraterrestrial extravaganza, which is happening this weekend at Dante's. If we have time, we'll play some more stuff off of the dad. Don't forget, Don and Mike at noon. Like, it's a 3 world famous Phil Hendry show at 7. By the way, tomorrow, Jen Lane will be here, and we will have, I didn't even talk about this, about the beatbox guy. Tomorrow, we're having a listener and a Portland beatbox legend, apparently, Fogatron. Sky calls himself Fogatron, and he is apparently the premier beatboxer in Portland. Kyle, do you know Fogatron? Are you down with aware?
Is that Ian's friend?
No, Ian's friend is a different guy.
Is he the son of Fog Hat?
I have no clue. Yeah.
Just kidding.
So Fogatron will be here. Well, he's a guy. He's a listener. I've heard everything about him. People are raving about him. He's going to come on and do a little beatbox for us.
Does he want a war? Is that what he wants?
Well, I asked him. I'm trying to get him to battle Ian's friend. But he emailed back and said that, quote, "I am not feeling that." So perhaps we can con him into it, though. Well, let's take a break here. We'll come back. More monkey news. More Clyde Lewis. More of everything. More. More. All right. We'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Or 1-877-535-9100. Now back to the show. Explosion.
It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Oh my God. Wayne Gacy Trio.
Wayne Gacy Trio. We're going to be playing it.
Ooh, I like it so far.
It's Shindig.
I remember when I first saw you. I knew exactly what I had to do. I used to sit and watch you get home. Now we're playing and we're all alone. Oh, baby, I love you so.
I imagine a clown singing.
And these guys are all clowns?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm excited.
This is making me feel oogie. I'm getting the Oogie Brown feeling.
This reminds me of something.
It reminds me of the Jim Carroll band. These are people who died.
That's it.
But it kind of has a Rocky Horror feel to it. Kind of.
When I caught you trying to dial the phone.
I've been making a man. Yeah. That's totally what it reminds me of. Yeah, totally.
Anyway, yeah, it's Wayne Gacy Trio.
Let's let the shameless whoring begin. So it's Clyde's Ground Zero Radio 10th anniversary, his extraterrestrial extravaganza, happens this weekend, this Saturday at Dante's, featuring the Wayne Gacy Trio.
Right.
Right here. And what else is happening?
We've got Dysfunctional Family Feud kicking everything off with Jen Lane and Cat Daddy from Voodoo Donuts, the Pirates versus the Klingons. Now, The pirates are insane. In fact, it was just a weekend thing in the Portland Tribune about Captain Bog and Salty, which is a pirate band. Pirates in Portland, there are a lot of pirates in Portland, and so the pirates have decided to go against the Klingons because the Klingons are also a group of people that are all over Portland. These aren't just nerds, okay? These are businessmen who dress up like Klingons, dress up like pirates. I don't get it, but they do it, and I think it's kind of cool. They're expressing themselves, so that's cool. Pirates versus Klingons, the sixth season opener, Dysfunctional Family Feud with Jen Lane and Cat Daddy. Then we're going to have the Romaines, which are Portland's only Ramones tribute band.
I've seen the Romaines. I saw them at EJ's with you, actually.
Yes.
They were really good.
Yes, and
really
good. They were the first band I saw. I saw them with Hog Whitman opening up for Mojo Nixon, and it was interesting because I really thought they were the Ramones at first.
The Romaines are fantastic.
Yeah. In fact, it was funny because I saw a guy walking by, and I said to Hog, I said, it's Joey Ramone. And he goes, you're drunk. I go, no, it's Joey Ramone. And then all of a sudden, I hear the Good, Bad, and the Ugly theme playing.
And the guy's like 9 feet tall and spindly.
Yeah.
And
it was amazing. So, yeah, if you want to see the Ramones, they're dead now, most of them. They're not half the band they used to be. You need a shovel to see the Ramones. Or you can come see the Remains, which are great. They're going to be playing, too. The famous mysterious actor has decided to make an appearance. He's going to come in and make an appearance. We've got Kale and the Klingon, who's going to be singing songs in Klingon, which, of course, you have not experienced Bon Jovi till you heard it in Klingon. It's awesome.
Fantastic.
We also have games. We're going to be playing a game called Achieving Ground Zero, which is like the Ground Zero version of a pinata, which is hilarious. We're not going to tell you what it is because it's in poor taste, but it's going to be fun. And we're also doing Big Head Trivia, trivia about my show and about us and about Rick and me and everybody. Let's see, what else is going on? Gosh, so much. Cotton candy, balloons. UFOs are going to be flying through the place. We got 3-foot-wide UFOs are going to be flying through the whole place.
You got some real problems.
Oh, it's going to be a circus. This is the biggest party. I swear to God, we pulled out everything for this party. We're giving away tickets for two to eat at a haunted house in Vancouver. You know, everything and anything is going to be there. It's $8 at the door. It's $8 only to get in. Drinks are going to be cheap because we have new deals, Portland 88 Vodka. They're presenting the show. And so you'll be able to get, you know, your drinks. Well, we got new Ground Zero 10-year anniversary T-shirts that are that were designed by Jen Lane, and they are awesome. We're going to have them there to give to you. Also, other Ground Zero swag and Troma swag as well, because I was the Toxic Avenger. And so we got all that stuff going
and
on.
And that is happening Saturday, April 9th at Dante's.
Yes.
If you want more information, go to ClydeLewis.com.
Exactly.
ClydeLewis.com.
Starts at 8. Get in there. Get there at 8, and then things are just going to, it's just going to be a wild circus party. This is going to be the biggest party you're going to go to, and then you can go to Rick's party
and
afterwards.
That's what I'm saying.
And
you'll have a week to sleep it off.
Yeah.
And then on Friday the 15th, all right, somebody has now suggested, of course, the inevitable modification.
Hmm.
Somebody has suggested the inevitable name modification. Do you want to, how are we going to do this? Do you think you can do the,
Do you want to say it?
Can you hit the channel at the right time to,
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
The listener party 8. Monkey. All right, that's fantastic.
Oh, that's
all right, logo. Okay, all the logos now need to be updated. Everybody working in a logo, there you go.
Here's the monkey that I owe you.
Here is the monkey that I owe you. Oh, come on, that's gold.
Oh, that's beautiful.
All right, now someone has sent us a picture of what a pigtail monkey is. Now, I'll tell you, for everybody who, I don't have time to post it, but you know what this monkey, no, you know what this monkey is? I'm going to say these two words for everyone. Bad dates. And that's exactly, he's the monkey from Raiders of the Lost Ark that eats the bowl of dates. Right before
that's
Sala.
That's so sad.
And the monkey dies.
And there's the spinning fan, and you're looking at the monkey laying on the ground.
And the outbreak monkey?
Yeah.
No, it's not the outbreak monkey.
No, it's the Indiana Jones monkey. And we're such losers. And then Sala grabs the date in the air.
Look at those hands. They're like human baby hands.
Mm-hmm.
Ew, they're creepy baby monkey hands.
Yes.
Creepy baby monkey hands.
Yes. I don't want those baby monkey hands near me.
Monkey eating gopher gut.
Ew.
So that's apparently what the monkey looks like.
Oh.
This is not the monkey.
We need to research and see how attacky they are.
How attacky? Is that the,
Yeah, well, you're talking about chimps ripping your arms off with their bare hands. They can drag thousands of pounds of dead weight. I want to know what that thing is capable of.
The subject line of this email. Let's read a few emails here. Rick, don't trust the monkey. Remember King Kong. Remember the damn dirty apes. They're evil. If you want, you can borrow my shock collar to yuck, yuck, shock the monkey. Oh, God, I'm a big, horrible nothing. From Siegfried, the email says. Let's see, Rick. Yeah, here we go again, Rick. Here's the monkey that I owe you. God, that's funny. Let's see. Rick, I'm not I'm a regular listener, but I... Let me stop again. Rick, although I am a regular listener, I'm sure as a 50-plus female, I do not fit into your regular listener mold. I am sending this just to say thank you for speaking today in terms I not only understand but live. First off, you used the word album, then you referred to a side. I am in heaven. I am over 50. Thanks for the great show. There you go. Rick, I missed the Don and Mike segment where they talked about Lars. I'm glad I caught you talking about it, though. Now I know I'll have to be a sneakier when stalking out and threatening him. Maybe I'll just invest in a Kevlar vest and helmet for my night ops in his neighborhood. Thanks for helping a sister out. Oh, okay. That's satirical. Only. Attention, Portland police. That's satirical. Rick, the reason you get Talkers Magazine is because you could never, ever shut up even if you wanted to with a ball gag and a big bag of potter's clay and some sort of tamping stick. Not that this is bad, of course. I need something to fill several hours of my day with incessant blather about nothing whatsoever. It also makes me feel good to know that even at my best, I will never be such a gigantic dork with a pasty white gut and a gigantic fat ass. F. Matt with a beer-swilling Minuteman and an impending militia showdown on our southern border.
This F. Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
All right, there you go.
They're a little late with that showdown. I predicted it for April 1st, but apparently the Pope dying kind of kicked everything out of whack. So.
Knocked us off our axis. Rick,
yes.
I will give you $10. This includes shipping and handling for that Cheez-It box. You don't even have to send the Cheez-Its if you have Tim, Riley, Sarah, and Clyde eating it. If you all sign the box, I will give you $10 for it.
Ah.
If Kyle feels the need to sign it, that's okay, I guess. Great show. I wish you could tape the Mario Brothers 3 segment. Classic.
There you go.
Rick, this email says, this is the thing about Macaulay Culkin's bee-stung lips again. Here's a supplemental Geek Watch for you. Harvey Birdman, attorney at law, comes out with a special 2-disc DVD set on Tuesday the 12th. Thought you'd like to know about that. All right, there you go. There's our email. All right. Okay. See, now we're getting monkey logos already. Let me look at this one here. Hold on. I'm waiting for it to load. This is our. Okay. So this isn't posted yet, but you all can look at this.
All right.
This is a. There's a monkey holding a Monopoly card that says, here is the money that I owe you. And that's an angry-looking monkey. Look at that monkey. Look at those teeth. That's like the artist rendering of Sarah's butt. I mean, it's not real, but it scares you nonetheless.
Oh, I saw that. That was, what was that other one, that disturbing one? This is sleep.
How creepy is that logo that guy sent me? You go to
Rick. Hey, Kyle knows where that logo's from.
It's from Family Guy. It's that monkey that is in what's that, Chris's bedroom that keeps running out and scaring
him. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, you go to rickemerson.com right now. You can see the logo submissions. There's that creepy one of the Kiss doll.
The Kiss doll? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Kiss face.
It's you.
Yeah.
That's the Kiss face.
But then there's the one of myself and Sarah. Now, here's the thing, Sarah. You got to admit that that one where the guy's giving you the big muscly ass is...
That...
It's a well-done, but that, artistically speaking, you're an artist. Artistically speaking, it's well done.
He messed it up. I mean, it would be good if I didn't have those ginormous, like, horse thighs.
It's an artist's rendering of a satirical...
Oh, no.
It's like when you go to the fair. You don't have a big head and a little body.
No, you do not even know the emails that I got from people. You don't even know what this stupid little picture is doing to me.
Would you like to share the emails with us?
No.
That's too
bad. It's making me feel very bad about myself.
You don't have bad thighs, Sarah.
I know, but...
You look great.
A lot of people don't know what you look like when you're on the radio.
Oh, Sarah,
come
on.
And they're assuming I'm, like, pear-shaped.
People always ask me when I'm out in public, so, Sarah Dillon...
Is that Sarah Dillon walk home alone?
She's hot. That's all they ever say to me. They say, oh, it's good to meet you, Clyde, but Sarah Dillon's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's all I get.
I'll quit adjusting your pants.
Yeah.
You're fine.
It was very
creative. You're all sorts of fun.
It's very creative. Artistically speaking, it was very well done.
Yeah.
The top half.
Okay. So in addition to this, are you doing a show this weekend?
I'm not doing a show Saturday. Of course, I'm going to be at my own party getting drunk. But Sunday, I think I'm doing a show. I'm going to talk about the Pope. And the reason why I'm talking about the Pope is because the Pope is being buried. It's a scary thing. He was born on a solar eclipse, and he's going to be buried on a solar eclipse.
Like Mark Twain with Halley's Comet.
And what I find interesting about this is there's a lot of strange mystical significance that isn't Catholic that they're doing to the Pope, and I'm going to be pointing that out to you on my show Sunday.
Coming up tomorrow on this program, Jen Lane, the beatbox stylings of Fogatron. We will talk more about Listener Party 8, which is coming up next Friday. We'll also count down the top five female rock singers of all time. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon from Max 910 here in morning, 6 to 9 a.m. and alternative mornings with Sarah and Greg. Kyle on the phones, ClydeLewis.com. Tim Riley in the Max 910 newsroom. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. See you in 21 hours, 9 to 2 tomorrow. Be safe. Thanks for listening, y'all. Peace, and I'm out. Brooklyn! Monkey.